I spend a lot of time raising awareness of natural approaches to emotional well-being and mental health. So as a result, people often think that I'm completely anti-medication. Well, this isn't strictly true, so I just wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about my views around medication and mental health. I actually took medication for my own mental health for around 3 years. And to be honest, if I hadn't taken medication, I really have no idea what would have happened to me. When I was at my worst, I experienced psychosis. Nobody could reason with me, and I'm not convinced anyone could have done or said anything to remove the anxiety, the fear, and the confusion that I was feeling. I reached a crisis point, and medication was extremely effective at bringing me back to some kind of equilibrium. So I definitely think that medication has its place. I believe that it has its place during times of emotional crisis and that it's effective to help bring people back on an even keel or temporarily cope with a situation they'd feel unable to cope with otherwise. But from that point, I think it's really important to explore much deeper and try to uncover the root causes in order to heal and move forward, or establish if this is something that you can manage without medication. Maybe there are some lifestyle changes that you can make. Maybe you need to change your beliefs or your thought patterns. Many people try to come off medication and then experience a relapse. If no true healing or exploration of the underlying causes has taken place and no coping strategies implemented, then I don't think it's that surprising that a relapse occurs. If nothing has changed from the accounts that I've heard, it's no good thinking, oh, I'll manage this time. Something needs to change before you try to live a life free of medication. The challenge, I think, with our current health system is that because it can take a lot of time and a lot of support to make genuine long-term changes or heal trauma, and because science of the mind and emotions are so relatively new and in their infancy, the resources are not readily available to provide the support an individual needs in order to heal and come off medication safely. And where the resources are available, then there's a lack of understanding and information. This is the void that I'm trying to fill through the Mind Sanctuary website. I'm trying to connect people with the different support services and the different information and approaches that are available so that people feel empowered to become masters of their own emotional well-being with the support of their health professional if they're under the care of a health professional. In addition to this, I think that society in general is becoming maybe a little bit hung up on happiness, to the point that we no longer acknowledge some perfectly human emotions as being valid, and we seek antidepressants to escape the sadness. I'm not denying mental illness exists, and I know that some people reach the darkest places, and medication is a godsend. I've been there. I also think that for some people, medication on an ongoing basis may be the only option and the wisest choice. But my concern is that a lot of people may be on medication for much longer than necessary because of a lack of alternative options or a belief that their condition is permanent, a fundamental part of their identity over which they have no personal control, and that there's been no exploration into whether this really is the case or not. I think that as a society, we need to look after our own emotional well-being and mental health in the same way that we look after our physical health, and that as individuals we need to take responsibility and ownership for our emotional well-being and find the peace that lies within us, acknowledging that we may need some guidance and help to do so, and that that help and guidance can come in many forms, not just in the form of a pill or a tablet. Well, they're my thoughts and opinions anyway. I'd love to know what you think.